If anybody has any questions about, I don't mind answering questions about, you guys are probably tired, but if anyone has any questions that they want to ask about what I read or things that in the anthology or any kinds of questions, I'm happy to answer questions. Yeah. Oh, I've been writing ever since I was a little kid. I've been writing seriously since about 1967. So. Yes?
Was that your song or was that an old song?
No, it's mine. I try not to do it, but what I'm interested in is... new thing. I mean, things that are my own that come out of a feeling or a sense of the traditional songs, but not to use, not that it's wrong to sort of use the ritual songs and ceremonial songs and things like that, but I'd rather come up with my own kinds of things and say, you know, that they're sort of from that the same feeling, you know.
I'm talking about that. I mean, for me, that works because it's not only elemental, it means that you are continuing the tradition with the living. It comes alive that way rather than being merely a nostalgic echo. I mean, you let it live in you.
Oh, yeah. Glad you see it that way. Any other... I was sort of worried, when I wrote the story... you know, the character's a Navajo woman, and I said to somebody, I said that when people studied it and read it, they should read it as an attempt by a Pueblo person to create a Navajo character, you know, which necessarily, you know, I mean, there's certain things there, like about the death thing and stuff like that. I know it's, you know, but I thought to myself, well, that's who I am, and I really wanted to do this woman, and I would never claim that my Navajo woman was a Navajo woman. She's a Laguna woman's version of a Navajo woman. And that was one thing. Sometimes I'm a little timid about doing that, you know. But anyhow, that was just something I wanted to say. Are there any other questions? Yeah.
Have you had a chance to get to know the indigenous people in Alaska at all?
The indigenous people? Yeah. I've made some friends up there. Their town, Indian people, and my experience has always been with you know, growing up on the reservation, and I'm not sure whether the differences I see are because these are urban people, or I'm sure part of it though is that the Tlingits and Haidas and Tsimshians are you know, different sort of people. I think I'd have to be there a long time to really say, oh yeah, I know. I mean, I have some friends and acquaintances, but to get a real feeling for that land and for the cultures of the way, it takes a long time, I think. Yeah.
You write everything in English?
Yeah, pretty much so. That's Simon Ortiz and I talk about this all the time. We like to... there's a challenge to working with the English and coming up with something with our based upon the way we speak English at home, you know, with the different rhythms and so on, to come up with something a little bit different than your usual kind of, you know, of English. The only place where I sometimes beginnings and endings of the chants, which are not translatable anyway, those are nice. I like to make up my own, and there aren't any in there's some in this novel I'm writing now, but yeah, work in English. Anybody else have a, yeah? Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you thought so.
I should do a couple of things that Leslie won't do, and that's plug what she's written. The anthology that she's referred to is a thing called The Man to Send Rain Clouds, which many of you have probably seen. It's edited by Kenneth Rosen and published by the Viking Press in 1974. She has a book of poems published by the Greenfield Press, is it?
Yeah.
titled Laguna Woman, and that was also published in 1974. So I'd like to thank Leslie for being here on behalf of the Amerind Club and the American Indian Studies Department, which sponsored her visit, and I'd like to thank you for coming.